course, I just saw the children were in school, you know. And I had to do other things, and so there you are.
Well, that's very interesting. That he has farmed lot. That's what I was, you know.
He farmed. Well, really, it's kind of a misnomer to think that he farmed.
He did other things.
I mean, as you, everybody always had this, you know, suspicion that he farmed for and made money farming, but that,
he didn't.
Oh.
Well, he made his money at horse trading, so
he's horse trading.
Oh, so that was where he made money.
Now he wouldn't say that he.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't say that, uh-huh. But that's the way he made his money because uh-huh. Now when I say horse trading, he traded horses, period, uh-huh. For a long time, and his lawyer, Mr. Oscar, he always told me that Daddy was as good, if not the best horse trader in Blyville ever had. I mean, at the time. Uh-huh. Bragging, maybe, and I don't know, I didn't know when
he did it. Tell him about Charlie Chairman, he was there.
No, he
had
got so mad at a mule one time, he wouldn't move, so he
just... Well, he was stuck.
He grabbed him around the neck and just chewed his ear.
Oh. He said he got results, too.
He got
That's why he had good teeth.
I'll tell you another one. He always talked about, he had some of the first equipment, power equipment. I've got a little deal out there in my shop. It's a plate off of a Fordson tractor, mm-hmm. Made in 1921, something like that. Well, it's been around here in a scrap forever, and when I finally got old enough to recognize what it was, it had a serial number on it, it's three serial numbers on it. And I got to thinking about it, and I nailed it up out in my shop. I got all kinds of curios and stuff out there. And one day I was at the post office, and there's a guy working in the post office, mm-hmm. And I don't remember his name, and he said, how's Mr. Abbott doing? I said, oh, same as usual, you know. He said, I used to live out there with Mr. Abbott years ago. And he said, when I was a boy going to school one time, he said, I'll never will forget it. He said, Mr. Abbott had a tractor. And he said they had a bonfire burning, and they had the tractor in the middle of it. And it was cold weather, and he said, the reason I remember it, he said, it looked like he was trying to set the tractor on fire. He said, after they burned it a while, he hooked to it with a bunch of mules. Said Mr. Abbott was pretty mad, said he was cussing and running around. He's trying to get the tractor to crank, and they hooked to it with a team of mules, and they was pulling it around with the mules trying to crank it, and they couldn't get it cranked. Well, you know, that sounds like a joke, but after I got to thinking about it, and like I say, I know a little bit about everything, nothing about anything important, really. These older tractors, some of the older tractors they made, especially this Fordson, and it was a handmade rig, it wasn't a produced rig. It was, the engine was quite long on it, and the type of motor oil and stuff they had in those days, when it got cold, got extremely thick. I mean, just like tar. I mean, it had a tar base, some of it did. And what they were doing, it was what they're supposed to do, they was heating it to make it thin enough so they could pull it.
And he knew that.
And he knew it, and that's what they were doing. That's what, and this guy thought it was funny, but they was doing what they're supposed to, and it was just an event. And what was happening, it was cooling off quicker than they could get it to crank, because it's hard to crank it. The grade of fuel that they had to use was old, and it was, you know, it was low octane, kind of like a kerosene, what it run on. But I thought to myself, well, isn't that something that, and he said his daddy had, they pulled that tractor all around that mule lot out there, and they finally got it cranked up, said the smoke just boil out of it when they get it running. It wouldn't run hot enough to keep itself going, they'd have to heat it up every now and then.
He was a person not ever would take defeat at all. He just bounced right back. Mm, mm-hmm. He never wanted to say quit. Mm-hmm. And he worked just as hard with his hands. Mm-hmm. But if there was an argument in the field and something didn't happen, he'd say, here's your money, go. Mm-hmm. He never argued or he didn't quarrel about it. He didn't try to subdue people. He just, okay, that's it. He said, the best way in the world to get along with a person, mm-hmm. Just agree with them, let them go. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was. Mm-hmm. And being a self-made person, as he said, he started out with a boot and a shoe and a mule and a horse.
Well, there were a lot of people around here like that.
And a lot of them are like that. Mm-hmm. But that's how come a lot of people where they are now. Mm-hmm. They were willing to work.
Well, the thing about it was, it wasn't...